Good morning. It is August 2nd, 2016. The time is 06:15 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of the Empire State. That would be New York State, where I live and reside here in the United States of America. I'm waking up here. I'm actually on my second cup of coffee, and I'm on a day off this morning where we had some overnight showers, but let's see, the current temperature here in the southern tier is about 62 degrees, but humidity is going to continue to be very high today, so it's going to be very sticky. And yesterday I ended up getting most of the lawns mowed, for the most part, that really needed it in between rain showers yesterday, and they hadn't been mowed in about 2 weeks, and the grass was still short to where it only took me a little bit. You know, when the grass gets really long, that's when it starts taking a little bit longer. But the old John Deere riding lawnmower took care of it with no problem. But let's see, our thought for the day. I looked at this thought for the day this morning, and I posted it up on my Twitter feed, and it's a good one. So I figure I'd do an audio about it. And the thought for today, I always put up a thought for the day, or try to at least. I've been pretty consistent as far as that goes. I do have my long-term Twitter one that I always post after saying good morning, live life and have fun, and always end my audios and live streams, I guess, with that as well. But today's author is unknown for this one, but I think it's a good one. At some point, you just have to let go of what you thought should happen and live in what is happening. So that was a good thought for today. And the aspects that, you know, sometimes you just got to let go. I guess that advice is always good on certain things, especially this past weekend we said goodbye to a very dear friend of ours, to our family, and you gotta let go. But I guess in any situation like that, when there's someone that you care for and love and is a good, very good friend over the years, you have to let go physically, but you still, the individual still lives in your heart, in a sense. So it's sort of bittersweet and the like. I'm not going to go into details because I don't really get that personal here on this audio thing, because keep it in general, because it's to keep it upbeat, again, to look at the glass half full, as I always tend to do in the things that I do as well. And one of the things I'm not doing today, and probably won't be for this week and next week, and that's do my radio show. I'm going to take a little break from that, as far as I think I got like 147 episodes over there, shows over there on that platform called Mixcloud. A very good platform, to put. You know, I only get one or two listeners, which is fine with me. It's just a good platform to where you can play around with, and there's a good platform to listen to all sorts of genres of music, and it's really opened my eyes up as far as what is out there for music. And some of the people that do utilize that program that I follow and listen to, they have some very good tunes that they spin, you know, be it the top stars of the past, as well as independents, and like, so I greatly appreciate that, and also as far as being able to listen to that. But I figured it'd be good to take a break here for a little bit. I usually do that about every, what, 3 or 4 months and stuff like that, and, you know, as far as concentrate on other things. Continuing on with the audio here, so what, I just finished July, which was 31. That's a self-discipline type of exercise there, to do an audio a month. And I'm a strong believer, if you're going to do a self-challenge like that, you do one a month. I didn't think I was going to do it until probably the third week, you know, because there's always something that comes up. And then if you have that break, well, it's you know, if you're going to go for a world record, they, you know, you have a break. You can't make it up. So I think the same principle applies in things that we do here, that, okay, you could try and make it up, but it's not the same. It's not a continuous string. So I had fun doing that last month. I said that yesterday. It was good to get a corn report out to about the corn yesterday. So, but with the lawns being mowed and everything, I'm going to just be puddling around here. I'm here at the computer desk now, looking at my Surface 3. I haven't really been playing around with that as much, so I will probably be just fiddling around with that. I want to break out my Commodore 64 as far as I've got it out of the attic just to play around with. It's this, my very first computer, the Commodore 64, which was a great platform back in its day. And it's fun to break out, but it just it's a little time-consuming hooking up, and I'm looking at something, trying to connect it to the big-screen TV here in the dining room near the computer desk that where I'm sitting at now. And that would be pretty neat to be able to put it up on the big screen. I've looked into maybe tying it into the internet, and there's YouTubes out there that show, but that's too work or time and work intensive, I guess. It's just it's more. I don't have that much time. I don't have that type of time to invest in it. Though it was some pretty very interesting YouTubes to watch and the like. So, but I might do that as far as. So it's sort of a relaxing Tuesday, sort of change up on the Tuesday thing that I do, and it's part of that thought for today as far as letting go. I'm letting go for a little bit I have to do my radio show. No, I don't have to do that. I'm on a day off. I'm, you know, had a 5-day work cycle, and then you get 2 days off, so enjoy your 2 days. I got all the work I was supposed to do today out of the way yesterday, so why not kick back and enjoy and smell the roses, so to speak, and the like. I haven't really been doing much live streaming as such that I want to. And again, it's a time thing. You only have so much time. And I know there's some people that they want to crunch time into to be more effective and more efficient and to work on their self-discipline and whatnot in time. But, you know, sometimes you need to take the right amount of time and doing things. So, and that's, I'm going to leave that at that because I'm not going to go into detail. It's not worth the energy as far as continuing a conversation on how we all utilize our time, because everyone is different and everybody has different choices and opinions on things. So, that's one thing I've come to learn being on this internet since, 1995? From the get-go. When I was over there at Yokota Air Base, and that was using dial-up, getting on the internet. But prior to that was the old bulletin boards that I was able to get on using the Commodore 64 until I got my first computer, which was a Windows 3.1 machine, but I had to upgrade it to Windows 95. And I still have that. I don't think I'm going to be pulling that out, but I think the Commodore 64 might be coming out of the box today just to play around with some old, was it 8-bit games. So, you know, it's just I think it's part of this Pokemon Now or Pokemon Go nostalgia of bringing things back that were really fun, so which is cool. But that's about all I have for today. I'm going to finish my cup of coffee here and just sort of kick back. I think I got to take the wife into work. The missus, they're in the work this morning, and see what's going on there in a little bit. So, and then I just kick back and enjoy the day. Y'all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble of ours. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.